Well, he never promised it'd be easy. But he promised he'd go with us to the end. Praise God. I'm glad for that, aren't you? Amen. Amen. Well, I appreciate the good spirit of the Lord in the service tonight. Just looking for the Lord to come by and give us just what we need. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. I want to have revival. This has been advertised as revival, and I sure wouldn't want to get sued for false advertisement. Praise God. Amen. Let's have revival. Praise the Lord. It's good to see everybody in the house of the Lord tonight and all the visitors that are here. Amen. I appreciate everybody's here. I appreciate Brother Stacy and his family being here. They're our friends. And we just appreciate them. Appreciate the burden the Lord's put on their heart to pioneer church over in Shreveport. God bless them in their efforts. Praise God. Amen. The Paytons are here, and they're pioneering one in Little Rock. I tell you, we're in the midst of a bunch of pioneers around here. Hallelujah. And so that's great. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the visitors here, but most of all, we appreciate the home folks. Amen. Your faithfulness to the house of the Lord. I want to say, before I get in trouble again, how much I appreciate the meal yesterday that I forgot to mention last night. I wanted to cook another one. That's why I said that. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I appreciate good food yesterday to last night. And I just appreciate getting the fellowship with the McDonald's. They're great people. I appreciate them. Great man of God. Great family. Amen. I want you to turn tonight to the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, where I felt like the Lord dealt with me to preach from today. I would like to say also thank you for your offerings. May the Lord bless you for that. Thank you for letting us hook into your water and electric over there with a trailer. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter number 4. I'm just expecting the Holy Ghost to come by and put his stamp of approval on this service tonight. Amen. I know this is not a youth revival that I'm here for, church revival. But I'll just be honest with you. I felt a draw to these young people today in prayer. And so I want the young folks to be especially attentive tonight to the message. My prayer was today, Lord, I just want life-changing experiences in this altar service. Praise God. Amen. That's the way I feel about it. I told you last night, I don't have to preach every night. Now, I believe in preaching, and that's what the Lord wants. That's what we want, but I just want him to have his way. Well, it's me that does the preaching, or Brother Chad that does the preaching. You say, well, preacher, that's what we got you in here for. That's what we're paying you this week, is to preach. Well, if it means that much to you, you can have the offering back if I don't get to preach. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm that serious about revival. Amen. The blessing of God in the house. I want him to have his way. Don't you? Amen. We can't have church without him. We might be able to do it without singing. We might be able to do it without testimonies. We might even be able to do it without preaching. But I know we can't do it without him. I want him to have the preeminence in this meeting. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter number 4 tonight. Amen. Very familiar story we're going to read from. Bible says in verse number 1, Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. And then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. I know we've already done it, but one more time, let's lift our hands and ask the Holy Ghost to help us tonight in the preaching. Father, the mighty name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord, would you send your precious anointing upon us tonight? Make the difference up tonight in this service. God, speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient to the Spirit of God tonight. Lord, move in this altar service. Lord, we'll be quick to give you the praise for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So, Lord, help me tonight. I'd like to try to preach on a cure for the creditor. A cure for the creditor. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear that word creditor, there's just something about it I don't like. Amen. Now, if you're here tonight and you're a creditor, God bless you. Amen. Just a poor choice of occupation is all I can say. Hallelujah. Hey, one morning, me and my wife was blessed to have a phone call. And my wife was the one that answered the phone, and it was a creditor on the other line. And he was wanting to know why our balance on our account, we'd overdrawn $1,300. Now, I'll just tell you something. I believe that homeless people pay their bills. Yeah. Hey, man, and I knew mine were paid, but that just didn't seem right. But come to find out, what happened was it was not my mistake. It was theirs. For when they checked my truck payment in, the bank added an extra zero. And that will turn any check rubber. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you. And so that creditor was calling, trying to get his money. I'll tell you, it was an unpleasant experience. Amen. That creditor was making that phone call. Well, we read here tonight in this woman's life, we see that she was one of the wives of the sons of the prophets. She was a preacher's wife that had lost her husband. Amen. And somehow, some way, this husband of hers must have left her in great debt. For the Bible said the creditor was coming to take away her two sons to be bondmen. You see, in the economy of the Old Testament, the law gave the right to the creditor to take the children of the debtor who could not pay the debt. Amen. They would serve for until the seventh year. Amen. When everything returned back to their original owners. And so it all depended on what year that these children were taken to be slaves, on how long they would serve. But can you imagine the dilemma of this mother as she knows that this creditor is coming to take her two precious boys away to be slaves? Whether it was just a period of 6 months or 6 years, amen, that must have been a tragic crisis in her life. Amen. We know it was from her reaction. Amen. We see this creditor. Well, I want you to know tonight that there is a creditor on the loose in this hour. That's right. Amen. Amen. The creditor really has turned into the predator. Amen. And he is on the prowl in this hour. Amen. For the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Do you hear the roar of the lion in this hour? Amen. One place in the Bible, the lion has said, the lion has come out of the thicket. Amen. Oh, we see the evidence of the prowl of this predator. Amen. This creditor in this hour. Amen. We see the evidence of it on every hand. Can I tell you tonight, and Brother Stacy's already alluded to it tonight. Amen. This creditor would like to destroy every one of us. Amen. He has every one of us in his crosshairs. Amen. He would like to destroy, amen, every soul that sits on the pew of the house of prayer tonight. Amen. He'd like to turn a grandparent from the faith. Amen. He would like to ruin the influence of the ministry by getting another preacher to fall. That's right. Amen. He would like to strike against the foundation of the church by splitting up another home and bringing division among God's people. Amen. I want to tell you, that's the goal of the predator in this hour. That's the goal of this creditor I'm talking about. Amen. But when I look at the text that I read to you tonight, there was one group of people this creditor was interested in, and it was this woman's two young sons.
That's right. Amen. And I want to tell us tonight, amen, that that is exactly who the devil would really like to get a hold on this hour. Amen. Before a young person is firmly founded, amen, and grounded in the faith, he'd like to get a hold of their young heart, amen, and take them out of the house of God. Amen. Lord, help me preach my burden tonight. Amen. Well, I want to tell us tonight, we need to understand something, that this devil, this predator, amen, this creditor, whatever you want to call him, amen, he is not your friend. Are you listening to me tonight? Amen. Everybody in the house, we need to understand, amen, the creditor is not our friend. Amen. Oh, sometimes he comes as a caring, compassionate friend. Amen. Maybe somebody who has our best interest in mind. Amen. And tries to tell us how much we're missing out on. And amen. Tell us how hard we've got at trying to live a holy, sanctified life. But I come to tell somebody tonight, amen, the devil is not our friend. He is the enemy. Amen. Amen. The enemy is not the one across the pew. The enemy is not the one across the aisle. Amen. The enemy is not the man of God behind the pulpit. Amen. If anything, he's your best friend. Hallelujah. I got news for you tonight. There is a real enemy that's after every one of us tonight in the house of God. Amen. Amen. I read an article not too long ago. Amen. In the Reader's Digest. Praise God. A lot of good sermon material in there. Hallelujah. Amen. It was an article about mountain lions out in Boulder County, Colorado. And it got talking about how that these mountain lions began to invade into society. Amen. They were coming and they were stalking the pets of the people. Amen. Until they got so accustomed to human activity. Amen. That they began to attack against, amen, the humans. Amen. They began to attack the men and women of that county. Amen. Well, the environmentalists and the naturalists, they were upset. They did not want these mountain lions hurt. Amen. They wanted to deal with it in a humane way. Amen. And even the citizens of that county, amen, this is what they said. Amen. They were seeking for a peaceful coexistence with these mountain lions. Amen. You know what happened? Amen. They tolerated those mountain lions for a while until finally, after two or three people became casualties to these attacks, amen, they decided they were going to have to deal with it in a little bit more forceful manner. Amen. And it boggles my mind sometimes, amen, when we see the prowl of the predator in this hour, when we realize the devil is after us, and we realize how awful sin is and how destructive the plan of the devil is. It boggles the mind why some people want to be so tolerant toward this thing called sin. Oh, hallelujah. Are you listening to me tonight? Amen. Oh, there is a real devil in this hell. Amen. There is sin. Sin is an ugly monster. Are you listening to me? I said sin is an ugly monster. Amen. I know. Amen. People like to pamper sin. Amen. They like to pamper the flesh. Amen. They want to seek a peaceful coexistence with the devil. But friend, I want to tell you something. Amen. A mountain lion is always a mountain lion. Amen. Just ask those entertainers out there in Las Vegas a few months ago. Amen. They'd raised those tigers since they were pets. Amen. Taking care of them, let them sleep in their own bed. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, amen, once a tiger, always a tiger. Amen. I know sometimes sin, amen, we pick it up because it looks like a cute, cuddly pet, and we pamper it, and we take care of it, and we feed it in our life. Are you listening tonight? Amen. But after a while, amen, sin flourishes. Amen. Sin grows in our life and it reveals itself to be the ugly monster that it really is. Amen. You cannot tolerate sin. I said you cannot tolerate sin in your life, in your home, amen, anywhere in the church. Sin cannot be tolerated. Amen. When we look in the Old Testament and we see the life of Eli, amen, why did the judgment of God fall upon Eli and his two sons? It fell upon his sons because of their evil. Amen. They were sons of Belial. But when it came down to the judgment of God on the house of Eli, amen, God said, I'm going to judge you, Eli, because you knew their sin and you restrained them not. I'm going to send judgment on your house because of your your tolerance towards sin. And I come to preach to somebody tonight, we cannot afford to tolerate sin in our life. Listen to me, young men. Listen to me, young ladies. Amen. You cannot allow, amen, the vicious beast of sin, amen, to flourish in your life. You know what it will do to you? It will destroy everything that's pure, everything that's virtuous, everything that's holy. Amen. Sin will wreck your life. Help me, Holy Ghost. You take sin in your home, mom and daddy, it's like putting a rattlesnake in the living room. Oh, I've heard them say, I can control it. I can control sin. I know how to control it. Hey, man, I want to tell you something. Sin's like a rattlesnake. And you put sin in your living room, put sin on your radio, put sin on the nightstand, put sin anywhere you want to, but it's like playing with a snake. Hey, man, you let that rattlesnake coiled up in your living long enough, eventually you're going to get so close to it, it's going to snap bite you and inject its venom in you. Hey, man, oh, you know what you got to do with that snake? There's only one way. I'm not a snake handler. Hey, man, like the way we think about snake handling, but the best way to handle a snake, hey, amen, one man says, with a long handle hole, hey, amen, or a 357 Magnum. Hallelujah. Hey, amen, that's how I handle snakes. Hey, amen, you know what we need to do with sin? We need to cut it off. Hallelujah. I said, we've got to destroy it. Help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. Hey, amen, I said, we cannot afford, hey, amen, to tolerate sin in our life. Hey, amen, oh, we must realize how awful this predator is. Amen. This woman, she saw how terrible her need was. This creditor was after her children. Amen. Mom and dad, when you see the influences of this world, does it strike fear in your heart to know the creditor's after your little boy? He's after your little girl. Amen. Grandma and grandpa. Amen. Sometimes we need to understand how awful it really is. God, help us to get a burden. I said, God, help us to get a burden. Amen. To take care of the predator in this hour. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I want to preach to us tonight. Amen. Sometimes that creditor will make you think there's no way you can beat him. Are you listening to me? I said sometimes that creditor will make himself out to be so big and the debt so great, there's no way you can do it. How am I going to keep my children saved? How am I going to keep my home together? How am I going to keep revival in the house of God? I want to preach to us tonight, there is a cure for the creditor. Hallelujah. I said there is a cure for the creditor in our life. There is a cure for the creditor in our home. There is a cure for the creditor in the house of God. Amen. What is the cure? Amen. For the creditor, I'll tell you what it is. It's when this woman saw, amen, she went to the man of God, and the man of God had the prescription. You see, amen, possibly the greatest reason we need revival in our church is for this young generation that sits among us tonight. Are you listening? I told you, I know it's not a youth revival. This is the way I felt like preaching tonight. Amen. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. The greatest reason for revival is when we see these precious youngins, amen, to sit on the pew. Amen. We must have revival for this generation. That's what I was trying to preach to us last night. A demonstration for this generation. Amen. Oh, listen to me. God. Amen. This woman was not in need of another three-step program. Amen. She was not in need of another social. And I'm not preaching against pizza parties and things like that. Amen. We need times of fellowship together. Amen. Even the apostles broke bread and fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want to tell you something, friend. Whenever that's our only hope, amen, of ever keeping our young people here, amen, we are falling short of what God has given us. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to understand tonight there is an effective cure. Amen. For the creditor. Hallelujah. I said there is an effective cure. Amen. Against the proud of the enemy. Me in this hour. What is it? It is the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I said it is the power of the Holy Ghost in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In order to save her boys, she was in need of divine help. She was in need of supernatural help. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. She went. I want you to notice this. She went to the man of God. Amen. When she realized how bad it was, amen, she went to the man of God. I just want to tell you something. That's one of the best things you can do when you get in trouble. Is go ask the man of God what you ought to do. Our first priority is to ask what he has to say about it. But he's also given us the pastor, amen, to help us and lead us in the right direction. Oh, that's right. Amen. Oh, if you have it, you need to put some confidence in the man of God. Are you listening to me? Amen. I know sometimes, amen, we want to do it our way and go hard out. But I want to tell you something. Amen. Thank God for the preacher. Hallelujah. I said thank God for the man of God. Amen. That God has blessed us with. Amen. To lead us out. Hallelujah. Amen. When God wanted to get his people out of Egypt, what did he do? Amen. He did not appoint a committee. He did not appoint a board. Hallelujah. He gave them a man. Hallelujah. He gave them a leader, praise God, to get them out of Egypt. Amen. That's what God's done here at the house of prayer. Amen. He's placed a man of God, a leader in this hour. Amen. To help us get out. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need help tonight, amen, you don't know what direction to go, amen, I advise you to get counsel from the man of God. Don't go to somebody to tell you what you want to hear. You can always find somebody who wants to tell you what you want to hear. Amen. And go to somebody to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. That's what this woman did. She went to the man of God. And the man of God asked her this question. What do you have in the house? Whew. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. She said this. She said, I have nothing in the house. Save a pot of oil. Nothing in the house. Save a pot of oil. I mean, you know what that nothing lets me know? She's done tried everything she knows to try to save her children. Every bit of furniture is gone. Her house is emptied out. She's done put the yard sale sign out in the front yard and cleared out the house, trying to get enough money together to pay the debt. She'd done everything she knew to do, and yet it was short. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes when we've gone to our limit, amen, isn't it amazing we try everything else out, amen, before we try God? Are you listening to me? Amen. We try everything else, trying to find help. Amen. Before we ever really let God do it for us. It seems like the prodigal always has to get to the bottom. Always has to get to the pig pen before he starts looking up for him. We have to wait till the waves have filled the boat and we've rowed all night before we finally decide to go wake up the sleeping Savior and say, Master, carest thou not till we perish? Amen. We try to do it on our own a lot of times, don't we? But I got news for you. Human effort is not going to be sufficient. You listening? I said in human effort, our own efforts will not be sufficient to turn the tide in this hour. Amen. If we have revival, it's not going to be because we earned it. It's going to be because he had mercy on us. Amen. And graced us. Amen. With revival. Hallelujah. Amen. She had already tried everything in the house to try to have revival. She'd done tried everything to save her children. And she came up short. Amen. All she had was just a little pot of oil. Amen. One man said it could have been interpreted an anointing of oil. Amen. That's not much oil for such a great need. Amen. Amen. But the fact of the matter is this. Amen. Look at what she did have. Hallelujah. Amen. She did not have much, but she did have a little. Praise God. Amen. She had a little oil. Amen. What does oil represent in the Bible? In many places, it symbolizes the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It symbolizes the Spirit of God. And I come to tell somebody tonight, it may seem like you don't have very much. It may seem like you have very little. Amen. But the old song says, amen, little is much when God is in. Hallelujah. It was just a little rod in the hand of Moses. Amen. But when it was stretched out in obedience, amen, over the Red Sea, amen, the water power rolled back on either side and they walked across on dry ground. It was just a little lance in the lad had that day. But when he gave it to the master and the master's hands broke and blessed it, it was enough to feed 5,000. Then I want to tell you something. You say you look around here tonight and we don't have much, preacher. Amen. I want to tell you something. We've got enough. Hallelujah. I said there's enough. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If we still got some oil in the house tonight. I said there's still some oil left in the house tonight. Amen. Oh, God, come by and bless us and help us and give us enough tonight to meet the need in the hour. Hallelujah. Whew, hallelujah. Amen. The next thing he said, go borrow the vessels. Amen. Amen. Oh, you know what we need tonight? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel the oil in the house tonight. Oh, hallelujah. You know what we need? We need some willing vessels in the house. Are you listening? I said we just need some willing vessels. Amen. You know what the Lord's looking down in this house tonight? He's looking for some willing vessels. People that will open themselves up and offer themselves up as a vessel that he could pour his Holy Ghost power down in tonight. Amen. I want to ask you tonight. Amen. Do you feel that need in your heart? Do you feel the burden of the hour tonight? How bad we really need revival. How bad we really need the Spirit of God. Amen. When you see how bad we really need him. When you feel the burden of the hour. Amen. There ought to be something that says, Lord, amen, if nobody else wants you, I do. Hallelujah. If nobody else wants an outpour, I do. Amen. I felt that burden, Brother Cliff, last night as he got up here to begin it. God, give us somebody in the house tonight that will open themselves up and say, Lord, here I am. Pour your power down on me, Lord. Pour the Holy Ghost of heaven on my heart tonight. Willing vessels. Willing vessels. Hey man, I need some willing vessels. This looks like one. Come here. Come here, son. Hey man, I need some willing vessels. Oh, hallelujah. Hey man, this looks like a good one. Hallelujah. Hey man, that looks like a good vessel. Hey man, Brother Cliff. Hallelujah. You look sharp tonight, buddy. Hey man. Who wants to see the Paytons come back every night just so he dresses up so good? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey man, I need some willing vessels. Hey man, you two young girls right there. Come on up here. Praise God. I need willing vessels. Come on, brother. Oh, hallelujah. Hey man, are you wondering what I'm fixing to do? Hey man, don't get nervous. Hallelujah. I'm not. Hallelujah. Ooh. I said I just need some willing vessels in the house. Come on, Peyton kids. Hey man, come on. Hallelujah. Hey man, I just need somebody that will say, here I am, Lord. Pour the Holy Ghost down on me. Ah, just pour it down on me, Lord. Amen. Oh, willing vessels. Amen. You know what's going to happen? Amen. When you open up yourself to the Lord, there's no telling which way he'll shake you. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I knew one girl, she was so full of pride. She did not. She wouldn't hardly budge in the service. And she kind of made light of the way the youth pastor's wife shouted. You know what happened one night? The Holy Ghost got on her and she forgot about everything else. She forgot about all that time of laughing and kidding. Amen. When the Holy Ghost got on her, amen, she shouted just like the youth pastor's wife did. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, but I want to tell you something. Amen. When the Holy Ghost really comes down and fills your vessel, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. Amen. I know he'll do it decently and in order. But friend, however he fixes it, it's good enough for me. If he rolls me in the floor, amen, if he runs me around the church, amen, if he shakes me every way but loose, Lord, I don't care how you do it. Just do it. Hallelujah. I don't care how you fall, Lord. Just fall and feel my vessel full and overflowing with the power of the Holy Ghost. But I want you to notice something. He said, go borrow vessels, even empty vessels. That's a key right there. Amen. You see, it's hard to fill something up that's already full of other things. Amen. How did Timothy say it? Amen. To be vessels sanctified and meet for the master's use. Amen. Oh, God, help us to realize that we need to be empty vessels. Oh, help us tonight, Lord, to empty out of everything else. Amen. Empty out of the cares of life. Hey, listen, I know we got trouble. I know there's trials we go through in circumstance. Amen. But if you can empty your mind out of that tonight, amen, leave that, amen, right where you're at and say, Lord, I know I got all this on my mind, but more than anything else, Lord, I want to get full of the blessing of God. Amen. I've been full of trouble. Amen. Full of care. Full of problems. Amen. You know what you need to do? You need to push all that to the side and say, Lord, when I leave this house tonight, amen, I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to be full of the Spirit of God in my life. Amen. You need to empty out of the world. Empty out of worldliness and the things that are contrary to a holy lifestyle. Amen. The Holy Ghost will not fall in an unholy vessel. Amen. You must sanctify, friend. I said you must sanctify and set yourself apart. Amen. For the purpose of the blessing of God. Amen. Oh God, help us not to be just willing vessels, but help us to be empty vessels. Amen. Where the Holy Ghost can come down and fall in us like we need him to fall. There was one more instruction he gave. He said, set the door. I heard Brother Hart preach one time on set the door and wait for the poor. Whew, hallelujah. You know why some folks never get any more of God in the service than they do? It's because they never set the door. They walk into the service, probably like some here tonight. Amen. They left the door wide open to think about everything that's going on. You know why I think Elijah told them to shut the door? He did not want them to be distracted outside. Amen. He wanted their attention completely on what was going on the inside. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in revival and I've looked over the congregation and I've seen them doodling, making out the grocery list for the next day, men making out what they got to do at work the next day, figuring out all the plans, passing the baby, looking at last year's vacation. You understand what I'm saying? We come in, our mind's still racing about our day. I want to tell you something. If you had a good day, thank the Lord for it and be praising for it. Hallelujah. Amen. If you had a bad day, just shut the door to it. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I'm in the house of God right now, and I need something. Amen. That's the reason why a lot of times it takes us two or three songs before we ever get in the spirit of worship. Amen. We walk in, we leave the door wide open. Amen. It takes us a while to get it shut. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I want to tell you something. We done had songs and prayer requests. Amen. Testimonies and specials. Amen. Shut the door, friend. Hallelujah. I said, go ahead and shut the door. Amen. Let's wait for the poor. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's close our minds to everything else. Amen. Oh, let's shut in with God in a secret place. Hallelujah. I know we got a lot to do tomorrow. I know some of you are probably already tired and it's just a second night of revival. But could you shut the door to tomorrow? Amen. And forget about all that. Amen. What's it going to matter? Amen. If the Holy Ghost comes by and pours out an outpour of the Holy Ghost upon us, you'll feel better for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's forget about everything else. Let's forget about the headache. Let's forget about how tired we are. And let's just let the Holy Ghost have his way in the house tonight. So here she is. She's got all these vessels divided. Amen. Now, can you imagine this woman? I can't hardly imagine, Brother Sad. Here she is. She knows the creditor. Coming. Oh, she's got that sense of urgency about her. And all she's got, this little oil and all these vessels. I'm just here. She goes over to that
first vessel. Now, boys, I don't know how this is going to work. All I know is the man of God said, borrow vessels, shut the door, and pour out. Can you imagine? As she goes to that first vessel, amen, she said, nah. You know, she probably just walked over there and started pouring. But I know how we are. I don't know if this is going to work. You know, I don't know. I know the preacher said, worship the Lord. I know the preacher said, let go and let God. But, you know, I still know. She went over. She began to pour out. And pour. And pour. She said, I don't know what's happening. All I know is I should be running out already, and I'm not. Whew, hallelujah. She filled that vessel up. She went to the next one, and she began to pour out, and she filled that vessel up. She went to the next vessel, amen, and she filled that vessel up. Amen. Well, look at those vessels. That ain't no big deal. Now we're really getting the vessels. Hallelujah. Amen. What about this one over here? Amen. Do I have enough oil to fill this one up? Yeah. Amen. She poured out until that vessel was full. Amen. She went to the next one and she filled that one up. Amen. Until he said, I would think I'll preach the gospel. Amen. She filled that one up. Amen. Until that one was full and overflowing. Amen. She poured that one out until that one was full. Until every vessel in the house. Are you listening to me? Until every vessel in the house. Amen. Can I tell you tonight? Amen. There's enough of God's blessing. There's enough Holy Ghost in God's heaven to fill everybody in the house. I said there's enough of the power of God. Amen. To fill every vessel full and overflowing. Lord, here's my vessel. Lord, here's my vessel. Fill me up. And overflowing tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I can hear as she goes to that last vessel and says, boys, bring me another vessel. Amen. But mama, we don't have no more vessels. Amen. How? We run out of vessels. Amen. And the Bible said the oil stayed. Amen. Can I tell you tonight? If she'd have had some more vessels, she'd have got some more oil. Amen. You know what we need in this altar service tonight? We need some more vessels. I said we need some more vessels. Amen. We've done got some of them full tonight. Amen. But how many say, Lord, I want to get full. I want full of the blessing of God. I want to be full. Is there any more vessels in the house tonight? I said, is there any more vessels in the house tonight? That said, Lord, fill me up. Lord, fill me up tonight for all and overflowing. Lord, fill Sister Casey. Lord, fill the pastor's wife. Lord, fill every vessel in the house tonight. Come on, say to God, let's let the Holy Ghost fall on us tonight. Oh, is there any more vessels in the house? I said, is there anybody else that'd like to get full? Oh, hallelujah. Pour it out on me, Lord. Pour it out on me. I want to leave full and overflowing. Come on, house of prayer. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost have his way in the house tonight. I said, Holy Ghost, have your way in the house tonight. If I needed the Holy Ghost, I'd praise him. Hallelujah. If I needed the power of God in my life, I'd praise him. Hallelujah. Lord, fill me up tonight with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, there was 120 vessels and 120 got full. Oh, hallelujah. You know why? Amen. There was vessels that wanted to be full. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah tonight. Amen. Here I am, Lord. Flood my heart. I said, here I am, Lord. Flood my heart. I don't want to be just a spectator. I want to be a participator in the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Do it, Lord. Oh, that's it. Get your hands up. Get your hearts up. Here I am, Lord. Fill me up tonight. Here I am, Lord. Fill me.
me up tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, shut in with God tonight. Forget about everything else. Well, Brother Dennis, we should have had a song by now. Who cares about a song? Amen. Let's get lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Let's let the Holy Ghost of heaven flood our heart tonight. Whatever it takes, I'm leaving here full and overflowing. I'm leaving the house tonight with the power of God in my heart and in my soul. Oh, that's it, church. Let him help you tonight. Oh,
oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Let's praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Let's praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Let's praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. He saved my soul from hell, I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, He saved my soul from hell, I believe I'll praise Him. Let's praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long.
Come on, saints of God. Let's press in and let the Holy Ghost help us tonight. It's good for the young and it's good for the old. Amen. There's enough Holy Ghost to fill every vessel tonight. I said there's enough of the blessing of God. We'll not bankrupt heaven. I said we'll not bankrupt heaven in this altar call tonight. Let's let the Holy Ghost have His way tonight.
Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning.
Come on, young ladies. Come on, mamas. Let the Holy Ghost have His way. Praise Him. Here's my vessel, Lord. Here's my vessel tonight.
Oh, I believe I'll praise the Lord while I have this chance. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. He saved my soul from hell. I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, He saved my soul from hell. I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, He's done so much for me. I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, yes, He's done so much for me. I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, He saved my soul from hell. I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, yes, He saved my soul from hell. I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, yes, I feel like praising Him. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. I believe I'll praise the Lord while I have this chance. Oh, I believe I'll praise the Lord while I have this chance. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, yes, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. He's done so much for me. I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, yes, He's done so much for me. I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise
all
Him
over the house. Get your hands in the air and say, here I am, Lord. Here's my vessel. Hallelujah. Oh, it's not just for the young folks tonight. It's for everybody. Hallelujah. Oh, here I am, Lord. Flood my heart. Flood my soul. Hallelujah. Praise.
Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, if you don't want to praise Him, don't hinder me. Oh, if you don't want to praise Him, don't hinder me. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, yes, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, yes, He's done so much for me. I believe I'll praise Him. He's done so much for me. I believe I'll praise Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Oh, let's praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine. Oh, with His manna He doth feed and supplies your every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. to the hungry calleth now. Oh, come and dine. Oh, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Hallelujah. He who turn the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now. Oh, come and dine. And the disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, oh, come and dine. And there they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. Hallelujah. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, oh, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, oh, come and dine. And Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Oh, with this manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, oh, come and dine.